Good morning, everybody. It is 8:11 right here at the mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you today. And as we said earlier, we do have Fred Gress, the city administrator from the city of Caney, in studio today. Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. And you?
I am doing fantastic. Again, you have your city meeting tonight, so a lot of the things on the agenda. So what is going on tonight on the agenda?
This is Monday. This is the third Monday, so we do have regularly scheduled council meeting tonight.
Starts at 6 o'clock. Be in the city building there at 100 West 4th Street, and we'd invite the public to come in. We have a traditional part of the agenda where we take care of the traditional business, if you will, the finances, the paying the bills, approving typical agenda items that occur every month. Tonight we're going to occasionally we will take the treasurer's statement, which they get a copy of at every meeting, and we're going to expand on it a little bit tonight. We just it's critical that the elected officials know what's going on, and the treasurer's statement is a great way to present it in summary format. And then, of course, anyone can request details of the treasurer's statement. We do present those. We are trying to find ways to save money for the city of Caney, and usually we pass out a packet that's about a quarter of an inch thick, and it's all financials. And the treasurer's statement is a way to summarize that, and we're going to discuss tonight, is there any way we can save some paper? Because the treasurer's statement does provide information on revenues received, expenditures sent out, and what's our unencumbered cash position, and that's critical for municipalities to know along the way. So we're going to spend a few more minutes with it tonight than we normally do, but all in the hopes of streamlining the meeting and still keeping information available. Tonight we're going to start off with an executive session. It's an attorney-client privilege session. I would anticipate some action after it, but until we go through the process, the subject matter is more or less sealed to the public until we take public action. And then we're going to have a presentation from Trish Purden. She's with Montgomery County Action Council. And Trish is going to give them an update on where the MAC is and what's going on and what we're looking at in the future, hopefully, and have some good news there. Then we're going to ask authority to sell an old utility truck that has started to accumulate a significant need for repair. And it, quite frankly, isn't worth the repair. So our stuff can become someone else's treasure with the right price. So.
It's basically you're saying it's probably seen better days.
And for our purposes, it has seen better days. And if you're a mechanic and can do all the repairs that it needs, it would probably still be a good investment.
There
for
you
someone.
Go.
So we're gonna offer that up. We do have an offer to purchase it. So we're gonna go over that with the council and see what they'd like to do. You're new. I don't know if you've been tracking what we're doing with the grocery store or not, but we're to the point to where we have salvaged a lot of material in the redo of the building, and we're going to ask permission tonight to kind of do a silent auction on it. We'll arrange it by category, and then ask people to come in and bid on the particular items, and whoever the highest bid is going to get it. So. You know, it may or may not bring in some money, but if it brings in 5 cents, that's a nickel more than we've had. So it's important. And there was a lot of items left over from the former occupants as well. So we're going to put those up for sale, too. They've walked away from and told us they don't want them. So, and then we have found some other surplus material throughout the city that we're going to include in this sale, too. So it... hopefully we'll go well and we'll get a little dab of money. We're not expecting to get rich, but like I said, anything we get is money we didn't have.
Absolutely. So. Like you said, if somebody 5 cents, that's 5 cents more than you did have. So and that's always a good thing.
Okay. And I think most everybody knows how many times the EPA has been in Caney working on the lead issue. And they completed a rather extensive yard cleanup. It's been within the last year. under an emergency clause in the Superfund authority. Well, now they're back, and they're trying to finish up where they started. They did have some property owners that said, no, thank you, just stay off of our private property and we'll take care of business. Well, a lot of those have finally realized what we're talking about, and we're talking about a toxic substance, which is lead. And if it occurs, and if particularly young kids get involved with it, it can cause brain issues. So several of those property owners reached out, and EPA is back in town. They're doing testing this month, and the interesting thing, I guess that's one way to describe it, is they're concerned about what's underneath the streets. You know, Caney's like a lot of towns in this part of the world. There's usually brick streets, brick surface underneath the asphalt, unless, right, like here in Coffeyville, you're ripping it all out and putting in new concrete curbs, and then part of it all the way concrete, part of it asphalt. But there's some pretty heavy contamination underneath the brick streets, and we're going to have to deal with it. There's a couple items on the agenda tonight that's going to deal with it, try to deal with it. But it's got a really excessive lead contamination under it. And it's also under the brick sidewalks that are in Caney, and probably in a lot of communities. And we have to figure out what we're going to do with it. As long as it stays encapsulated, doesn't become dry and get into the form of dust where you could inhale it, it won't do any harm. But you certainly need to worry about it and do something with it. So they'll be done this month collecting data, and then they're going to try and move Caney back into the world of the Superfund cleanup issues again. But that's a couple years down the road, probably. Right. So it's an issue that we're dealing with, trying to deal with, and it's brought up some other issues for us as well, which is the next item. We have to establish a new methodology, a new operation process for our public works crew, because we have no choice. We have to cut through the street into the brick, into the layer of contaminant that was brought from the smelter plants and used to bed the brick. It's very high, very toxic material, and therefore you have to have personal protection plan in place on how we're going to prevent our own guys from getting contaminated by this material. Now, it's right that they're adults. It would take a lot longer for the effects to occur, but at the same time, we're exposing them to an element that we need to reduce, if not eliminate, the risk for them. So we're going to be talking about what we need to do to put together a personal protection program. We're working with the EPA. We've had conversations with KDH&E. Waiting on the phone call from the insurance carrier so that they can help us establish and design this plan so that it's as good as it can get, and one that's affordable for the city of Caney. I'll skip over one item but go back to it. Another item that we're going to introduce tonight is what I'm calling the environmental ordinances. These ordinances are going to deal with citizens and the public approaching, say, the brick sidewalks. We've had occasions where people have thought it would be nice, and it is nice, to try and level the bricks. So they pull them out of where they are and level the material, not knowing what the material is, and they put the bricks back. That is a wonderful gesture. However, there are unrecognized hazards involved with that. So one of the environmental ordinances that we're going to introduce and then eventually approve will be a restriction on private citizens going out and messing with the bricks. They just don't understand, and it's our responsibility to inform them of the danger that's involved. We do have incidences of lead in the blood of young folks in Caney. They did testing back in the first go-around, and I'm led to believe they're going to provide some more testing. And I didn't know it, and maybe this is a subject for a later day, but But if you live in Kansas and you're between the ages of 1 and 2, I guess you're required by law to have your blood tested for lead. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know we found a couple of kids that way. Lead is an important thing. I don't know if you're familiar with Southeast Kansas, but there was lots of smelters, lots of manufacturers around that one of the end products was heavily concentrated lead waste material, and it was apparently used for lots of different things. But so it's going to take up a lot of the agenda tonight. One thing I jumped over was we're finally to the point where we're going to recommend the approval of a new modified employee handbook. That's an item that City of Caney's been working on long before I got to Caney, and it's taken a long while to get there. But we're finally ready to present a finished product to the council, and we're asking them to approve it so we can get it and put it in place. Tonight, we're going to also introduce several resolutions for the beginnings of nuisance mitigation and potential condemnation of property. We can do that a lot around town. We have a lot of structures that are in need of lots of different levels of attention. That's true of a lot of Southeast Kansas. Well, not only Southeast Kansas, but a lot of towns. So we'll be moving that direction as well tonight. A couple exciting things. We did finally had our cornhole tournament over the weekend, and we had several teams that apparently had a lot of fun. And I know the winning team went home with $170 and only invested $20 a piece to try for that money. So it was fun to watch, and we didn't have huge big crowds, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah, that's a pretty good return on investment there, putting in 20 and getting 170 back.
Yeah, and I know several other events had cornhole tournaments too, and so. But it's kind of an interesting game. I used to call it beanbag throw, but
yeah, they've changed the name of it a little bit. So,
well, I guess I didn't know that there was corn inside a bag. So the other exciting thing, real exciting thing that's going on is we do have the new municipal swimming pool out for bid. It was published last week, so those bids will be received and a recommendation made next month to the council on the 18th to move forward with building a new $2.3 million pool. Of course, the city of Caney was fortunate to get $1 million grant to help with that, so we're excited about that. We probably will miss some of the summer this next summer for swimming, but we're going to work hard to at least get our toes in the pool before next summer season quits.
Absolutely.
So that's something to look exciting to. And we do have a trunk or treat program coming up next Thursday night in downtown Caney. We participated last year in that, and it's fun to see all the kids, and it's pretty amazing the numbers of people that will come out. So we look forward to that again. Back to the grocery store, we're working on getting some quotes to do some interior painting the installation of some new doors, a new access point for the building. So we're starting to get there. We don't have the permanent financing in place yet, but we do have the promise of the USDA program to fund our project. So that's exciting. We'll be bringing a grocery store, full service grocery store, back to Caney. That's been absent for 7 to 8 years. So,
And that's a great thing. For those of us that do not know or have not lived around here, the last grocery store there was around 7 years ago, you said?
7, 8 years ago.
So it's a good thing to see the grocery store coming in and Caney getting another full-service grocery store, so folks do not have to leave town to go to the grocery store. They can finally stay in town and spend their money in Caney.
Big help to the community, and I think I've said this several times in public and on the air. Caney's on the move. We're coming back. We get the new swimming pool complete. We get a new grocery store up and running. Two huge elements of what a community should look like. and we're a town of around 2,000 people, and we need to establish a really very high quality of life again so that we can attract people back to Caney. Now, there's a big roadblock in the way, which is housing, but we've started a housing and development committee that's working hard to figure out what's the best approach to take care of all these structures that probably need to be torn down or need substantial investment in, so that we can make ideal housing available to those that work in Caney, because we do have a workforce in Caney.
Absolutely.
We need to be able to make it more convenient for them and life of a good quality level for everyone, so that Caney's attractive. So.
And the other exciting thing going on right now, the football team doing really well. They beat Parsons on Friday, and if they win this week, they'll head to the playoffs this week. So, and if anybody saw that game or listened to the game on our sister station, 104.1, there was a crazy game where Eric Kaiser had 328 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns.
Oh, my.
So and this was a week coming off. He had bruised ribs the week before, so he kind of ran wild this week. So I'm pretty sure the community is really fired up about the Bullpups' chances of making the playoffs.
They are very proud folks when it comes to the football program, well, athletics in general. And didn't we have the girls' tennis or girls' golf team at state?
Yes, they did, and they did very well from what I understand. So it's, again, like you said, everybody's very proud of the athletics there, and they're all doing really very well right now. And because I attended the football game, because I'm the one who does the play-by-play for it. It's just that was a wild game to watch, and it was an interesting atmosphere because there's no visitor stands there, so everybody's on the same side of the field. So it's a pretty interesting place over at Parsons, a pretty cool old stadium over there. But again, athletics, though, very, I know it's a very big part of Caney.
It is indeed, and the school system is a good school system. Mm-hmm. So coming off trying to finish up a $4 million redo of their facilities, and once it's done, it's really going to look sharp. So.
Absolutely. Well, Fred, I thank you very much for coming in today, talking about what's going on in the meeting tonight, and lots of good things going on in Caney, including the swimming pool and also the grocery store coming back into town. It's like you said, it sounds like Caney's back on the move.
We are indeed. Thank you very much.
All right. That was Fred Gress, the city administrator from the city of Caney. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have the kids in from Fred Kinley Memorial High School talking about activities going on this week. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.